Caution, the Mark Unger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience. And besides that, he's really weird. Welcome to the Mark Unger Show with international marriage speaker and author of Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage, Mark Unger. This is your source for practical, down-to-earth marriage advice without all the over-spiritualization or romantic nonsense. And now the host of the Mark Unger Show, Mark Unger.
Crowd goes wild with delirious joy. They've joined the Mark Unger Show, the show that deals with all things concerning
marriage.
Indeed, I am your host, the one, the only Mark Unger. Joining me as always, the very lovely and charming Diane Brierley, and of course, the incredible Philip James Gunger.
Hello.
Engineering the show as always, very talented but eerily creepy Timothy Robert Ray, pushing buttons, twisting knobs, and trying to stay awake during the production of this incredibly boring program. This is the show that handles your marital challenges, relational conundrums, and dating dilemmas that you can email to us at askask@markgunger.com. Here's how the show works. You can send us an email about anything, and we will respond. You get to stay totally anonymous. We, in turn, are brutally honest. This is the show of brutal honesty. If you don't like brutal honesty, then don't email us. If you don't like to listen to brutal honesty, don't listen to us. But if you'd like to listen to what we think, email it and we'll tell you what we think. If we like what you think, we will celebrate you. If we do not, we will castigate you. We'll start out by giving you a swirly. Which is sticking your head in the toilet and flushing it, and hopefully the water will splash your face and you'll wake up from your delusions. If you're unusually crazy, we'll give you the go button. And if you blabber too much, you will get the chicken. You get all three. It is the trifecta. You are a nut job. Probably shouldn't say, because there probably really are some nut jobs out there.
We know there are. We hear from them.
Hey, look at me today, man. I got a tie
you
on.
You are looking fine.
I am a beautiful
you
man.
You are fine today.
I look like I'm going to the prom.
It's a good look on you, actually.
I need a
boutonniere.
Corsage.
No, that's what the girls wear, Phil.
It would be called
a boutonniere.
Look at him. He's Mr. Cash. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's like, what a slob. What a slob. Look at me. Oh, primer. And you, what are you?
Look at that.
You look like you're in mourning.
In mourning.
Like your cat died or something.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Poor John.
That's a funeral garb.
Anyway, what do you got there first today?
Okay, I think this is going to make you very discouraged to start.
Oh, great.
Let's do that.
Nothing like
it's
lifting my spirit.
Lift your spirit. It's a little survey that they did on what defines cheating, but this one is
what
not.
What is cheating?
It's not done by the secular world. Like, you usually can say, oh, yeah, that's a secular world. Oh, no. This is singles off of a combined ChristianMingle.com, that website, and a Jewish dating site. So these are actually supposedly people of
who are
morals.
Christian, single, and ready to mingle.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Both genders, 95% of men and 100% of the women agreed that having sex with another person was an act of infidelity. 5%
of
some 5% of Christian or Jewish people who are supposed to follow. What? What? That should have been 100%, 100% people.
5%? Not really.
Not
bad.
It's not so bad. All the women polled, 100% of the women also thought that sharing a passionate kiss counted as cheating, but only 86%.
That's passion right there.
That's passion.
That's disgusting. Only 86% of guys thought that was an act of infidelity.
So you think it is? Are you part of the 100%?
No.
You're kind of a woman.
No.
Sort of. What about Nancy?
I would not say that is infidelity.
Is a passionate kiss
infidelity. Considered infidelity to you?
What does infidelity mean? Not being true.
Right.
It means being
sexually unfaithful.
Infidelity.
Well, infidelity is different than out of fidelity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Infidelity is when you're really being true.
So this really, they should say the out of fidelity.
Okay.
It's an oxymoron of a word.
But if you're going by that definition, see, the thing I'm thinking is adultery. Mm-hmm. What equals adultery?
Adultery is adultery.
But infidelity, anything that's not true, yeah, I guess all of it.
Well, then it all should be 100% if you're talking about infidelity. If you're talking about what's considered adultery and divorceivable.
But that's what I wonder what they're thinking of when they say infidelity.
And again, it's dating. Cheating. I don't think they're talking about it.
Hence the
in the context of
the,
marriage.
The line up here, cheating.
What is cheating?
And that's cheating too.
But that's in a dating context. I
know what
I'm
saying. If you know, it's not the kind of, you don't do that to someone if your girlfriend's right there, because that would be considered. I guess anything other than being totally true to her would be
could be in the cheating category.
Cheating. I
but
don't know.
Is it infidelity?
It's not divorceable. But I'm just trying to get the terminology here.
The context of what it is.
Because we want things right. Because when you look this good,
you got to be right.
You got to be right. All right.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm not sure. And like it's different if you're dating someone and they passionately kiss somebody else. That's a little different. Stop that.
Stop that.
It's a little different than if you're married to them. To me, the context is different. Stop saying stop it because then you'll quit doing it.
So that if she wouldn't overreact, I wouldn't do it. But because she overreacts, I keep doing it.
No, that's not true. You would do it whether I said anything or not. You just do it more because I say something.
I just think of like this little alien that just walks around going,
come to strangers. My name's Bob.
It's just one of my least favorite things about you.
So how long was your cat alive before he died?
See, I'm not reacting. There you are. That's what you wanted, right? If I don't react? If I don't overreact?
It is sad, though.
If I just sit here?
It is sad. It is sad. I'm mourning.
Take a moment of silence?
Let's take a moment of silence for her cat.
Do it. On the days that you are all black, do I say things like this to you? Do I call you Johnny Cash? Do I ask you about what funeral you just preached at? Do I ever say those things to you?
I'm Johnny Cash.
That'd be cool. You can call me Johnny Cash.
Okay.
See, there's something joyful. Joyful.
Creates
full
joy
of joy
to your
in
soul.
Persecuting you.
I know.
Just bless
something
my
just
soul.
Makes you so happy to do that.
Okay, what else you got? What else? Keep going. What else?
80% of women felt that texting or online flirting
were
unfaithful acts. And 50% of men.
Clearly men have a lower standard across the board here.
Yes, they do.
Yes, okay.
And 55% of men and 77% of women deemed emotional connection as infidelity.
Emotional connection.
So only about half the men think
that. Define that.
I don't know.
They're all infidels in my mind.
Infidels.
You infidel. Die infidel!
I kill you!
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Emotional connection.
Yeah. Okay, the rest of it is, this is interesting.
Well, you can have emotional connection to anybody.
Sure.
What does that mean, emotional connection?
Well, it depends on how emotionally connected you are, I guess.
Oh, brother. Okay.
I don't know. Then they broke it down between Christians and Jews.
All right.
Kissing, a passionate kiss to 99% of Christians is cheating, but only 98% of Jews. I mean, they're in the same ballpark.
Or 1% better.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're 1% more permissive.
Yeah. And the same for emotional relationships, 68% of Christians, 67% of Jews.
Yeah, that 1%. Okay.
Now we get a bigger gap. 44% of Christians said watching porn was an act of infidelity.
Only 44? Wait a minute.
They're not saying how many think it's wrong. They're saying that it constitutes an act of cheating.
So you can come up to somebody and go, and 100% of women think that's infidelity. By looking at porn, only 44%.
See, I would have a way bigger issue with an ongoing porn habit than I would something. I mean, not that I would like it.
How? See, clearly these people don't get it. They don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. That's because it's okay in the culture.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. So 66% of Christians think looking at porn is fine. Good grief.
My health teacher told me it was,
they got more
it was healthy.
No, I'm sure they did.
60, 50. 60.
But if you kiss somebody, that's over the line.
Yeah. And strip clubs, 43% of Christians thought going to a strip club.
So 67% of Christians think strip clubs are okay.
No, 57.
57, I can't add. Good grief.
Mm-hmm. Now this, you know, we always knock it because it's stuff from the secular world. This
no,
one's
this is
not.
A Christian world.
This is what the Christians are thinking.
So 56%, getting it right here now, of Christians think porn is okay.
Mm-hmm.
57% think strip clubs are okay.
They're not saying it's permissible. They're just saying it's not considered
cheating. It's not cheating. What? So it's got to be okay. How is it not okay? It's not cheating. Well, it doesn't matter if it's not cheating.
They probably think you shouldn't do it, but that they... I'm just guessing that that's the mental gymnastics.
So if you kiss someone, that's cheating. But if you see someone buck naked on a stage, shaking her moneymaker while you're lusting after her, that's okay.
Oh, didn't I tell you it would discourage you off the bat?
We wonder why we're such a mess. All right, after that depressing opening news article, let's take a break and we will come back with your emails right after this.
Want more of Mark? Visit markgunger.com. There you will find everything that Mark has to offer.
This is almost a pipe cutter jacket, isn't it? Yeah. This portion of the Mark Gunger Show is brought to you by audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks. Let's say you want to get a book on how to look good in a suit and tie, like some people I know. You can go to audible.com and look up books on dressing. Can you? I don't know.
I suppose
I got books, all kinds of stuff. If you want to be smarter tomorrow than you were today, you got to get information in your head, people. Now you want to make sure it's good information. I'm sure we would not approve of all 100,000 titles.
No, I'm sure there's quite a few titles.
But assuming you have a clue and know how to put some kind of filter on, there are lots of books that would be good for you to get in your brain so you can understand a life better and succeed more in life, from business to career to, you know, treating people right, to how to dress and look incredibly handsome.
Woodworking. TV and VCR repair.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Hey, you could be a graduate of Phoenix University. Anyway, so if you want to know these things, you can go to audible.com and you got all these incredible titles that you can listen to. Now, check this out. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger, you can get a free download. Any of these books you can get absolutely free of charge. That's fabulous. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger, you'll also get a 30-day free trial membership. So check it out today. Become smarter. Be smarter tomorrow than you are today. They should use that as a phrase.
Be smarter than you are today.
Be smarter tomorrow than you are today. Go to audiblepodcast.com/gunger. Do it today.
It's because I'm so selfish. It's all about my foolish pride.
Yeah, Mark.
But nothing matters without you.
Sounds like the Mark Gunger theme song. You're listening to the Mark Gunger Show. Actually, you're listening to Jimmy Bratcher. Check out his music, jimmybratcher.com. Listening to and watching the Mark Gunger Show, talking about love, marriage, and relationships, answering your emails about relationships, along with Diane and Phil. What do you have?
Okay, it's a second marriage email. They've been married for 7 years. He had no children coming into it. Second marriage for both of them. He had no children. She had 2 grown children. By the time they met, 1 grandson. He was great with her kids and the grandkids, and eventually they had 3 grandkids, and the 1 daughter moved back home, and everything was good. But then they had some trouble, and the grandchildren were taken away from the daughter, and they put them in their care. So they now have the guardianship of the 3 children.
So he's raising the 3 grandkids.
Yes, yeah, that are her grandkids, not his. He says that this is a complication in his life, and that he loves me, but it's just too much to handle. This has caused a complete rift between us. He's separated our bank accounts, and for the past 2 months, he's not paid but only $300 towards the rent, and that is all. I'm struggling working full-time, taking care of 3 boys, 11, 7, and 5, daycares, doctors, appointments, etc. So frustrated and angry, ready to leave him because he is not helping me with the children I am now responsible for, but I don't know what to do. Please help. I need to know what to do to try to save this marriage and my little family.
Well, it sounds like he resents having to raise children again.
He never raised children. He never had any.
You said the first time they did. They had, she had a kid.
Well, they were just in, yeah, she had a kid, and then the grandkids were there. They were just there temporarily, but the mother was there at the time. So they were just staying at the house with them.
They've been married for 7 years, and now they have little kids. All of a sudden, boom, at his later stage in life.
Yes.
I think that's what a lot of it is. Clearly, he's being selfish. And did he have any say in this? You know, sometimes women will volunteer for their husbands to take on some additional chore without checking with him about it. And then mad because he doesn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what the options would have been. I think clearly the right thing to do would take in these kids if nobody else wanted them. Mm-hmm. But it would just be interesting. You know, it takes 2 to tango. Who knows how she handled this? I don't understand what his problem is.
Well, I'm guessing, just based on what she said, that he was good with the first time, with them living there temporarily and good with the kids, that he was probably good with it, but then in reality, it's harder than what he thought. That's just me filling in the gaps.
And do we know how old these people are?
No, I didn't ask that.
Are they Christians?
Probably really old, like in their 50s.
Really old, like in their 50s. And she didn't say the age.
So we don't know anything about this stuff. Wait, are they Christians? We don't know.
I didn't ask that. I didn't know if that was
they
germane.
Sacrifice goats and howl at the moon.
I didn't know that that would be germane to your answer.
A or B.
Germane? I'm not germane. My wife is germane.
Mm-hmm. She has that, germane Michael's, parents. Michael's brother?
Was that?
Germane. That was Michael's brother.
Germano. German. Gosh, I don't know. These are one of these things you can easily yell at him. Mm-hmm. For not wanting to help with these kids. It would just be curious as what say did he have in all of this. If he's being truly outrageous, then your options are to leave, quite frankly. Paul said a woman should not separate from her husband, but if she does, which means they did, then you have to remain single. So if you're willing to just remain single, what you cannot do is divorce him and find some other guy to go shack up with and start all over again. So if you're good starting over because he's such an intolerable, selfish man, and you're going to stay single from here on out, go for it. If that's what you, oftentimes, that kind of confrontation jerks the slack out of the guy anyway. Mm-hmm. If it's that important to you, where you just say, I'm leaving, and if he doesn't care, then he doesn't care. You just got to remember, you got to stay single. It may not be a bad move just to jerk the slack out of him and say, what are you doing? You can't leave. Yeah, because you're not paying the rent, and you're being mean and not, you know. Sometimes you just have to have that confrontation. Do these people argue? Do they talk? Do they debate about this stuff? I kind of wonder what people do. A lot of people just sit miserably. They don't really say anything about stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So anyway, that's my answer. She says, I don't know if I can take it anymore. I'm thinking I'm leaving. Okay, I'm good with that. Oftentimes it's you leaving that will force change in him. Yeah. But again, if you do this, you got to be willing to stay single. If the only thing he's doing at this point is contributing $300 a month to your life, apparently it's not that big of a financial consideration. So I don't know. I don't know. I would love to hear both of their sides of this, is all I'm saying. And what's the true story behind all this? Why do they have the kids? I know some women, I know some very close women, who did invite the grandchildren into their lives to take over their lives, and it really wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. But she was so wanted to be the hero.
Well, and it depends on
so
how
wanted
long,
to be the savior, so wanted to, you know, and total disregard for everybody else in the family. It wound up damaging everybody else that was in the family, and it was very hurtful. These kids came in, and then to this day, the adult children of that mother, her own children, resented her.
Mm-hmm. Because taking in the grandkids.
They came in, and she was more concerned about the grandkids than her own husband, grandkids more than her own children, and helped to destroy the marriages of the kids that she took the grandkids from.
Yeah.
All because she had this crazy obsession to be a mommy.
Yeah.
She wanted to be a mom forever. When she quit having babies, then she was happy to grab the other babies. I mean, there's some really seriously dysfunctional people out there.
Yeah.
So this one...
Well, they have permanent guardianship. To me, and the biological parents are visiting, I would think that you would work your butt off to get it in order that they could get their own kids back.
The lady I'm thinking of went and legally got the guardianship, even when the parents didn't. And because they had more money and higher status, the judge went with them.
Yeah.
And she created all this terrible damage in her home. Yeah. So, guys, I don't know. This one's a big mess. I'd have to hear more information.
Yeah.
Go get some counseling. This show obviously is...
Without the shades of gray, we can only answer in black and white.
Who knows? That's a good way of saying that. Without knowing the shades of gray, not talking about the book. Without knowing the shades of gray, we only answer in black and white. Yeah. Sometimes people get mad because we answer in black and white, but we don't know. So this one, I can't even answer black and white. I would say
the dude, he married her. Well, what if she got sick? Of course, he could say, well, this is harder than what I thought it was going to be. I can't handle it. I think that there's people that you need
if
to just suck it up.
That's what happened. But these people is like house.
Yes.
People lie.
But if she's
whenever
doing something,
people,
she doesn't have to.
I'm telling you, I have yet to see an example. Yes. I'm talking my own personal life. People come in for counseling and they give me this big horror story, and then when they both get there, it's not the same story. So I assume that with 99% of these emails, they're exaggerated at some level. That's why this one, I'm not going to make a call on it. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mark Gunger. Yeah, we've got an app for that. Download your free Mark Gunger app today.
We are back. Mark Gunger Show, answering your emails about love, marriage, and relationships. Looking more beautiful than a man should legally be allowed to look.
Oh, yes.
I'm ready for the prom right after this.
Actually, that reminds me very much of a Beatles suit. If you did have
the
skinny tie.
I was thinking the same thing. If it was
a skinny tie.
I did buy a skinny tie with it, but I couldn't find it before the show, so I got the fat tie. Because some of us are fat anyway. I could do this.
See, yeah, then it looks very Beatles. Ooh, very Beatles skinny tie.
Roll it up.
Gonna wrinkle your tie.
It's gotta be riveting television.
Yeah.
To be able to watch you use like the camera as your personal.
What's amazing, mirror. People actually watch this show.
At all.
Watching me do this.
Playing with.
Clearly, this. The people watching the show have way too much free time. All right, what do you got?
Okay, this email is from a guy. He says, I received Christ at 21. I'm now 22. Before all that, I was stupid and foolish sexually. I've never had actual sex, so I am a virgin. Nor do I have a relationship with a girl, but I have had an addiction to masturbation and porn from the time I was around 11 or 12, mm-hmm. up to the point that, I mean, he gives a lot of gross details, but up to about 5 times a day.
Which is not unusual. Right. People who get caught into porn.
Yes.
It's not satisfying. Masturbating is not true sex. It's artificial sex. It's not a true orgasm. It's artificial. It's hollow. It's empty. It's not very satisfying. People who do it a lot. They're trying to satisfy. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. People who have said that you can achieve an orgasm by masturbating have lied to you. You can't. You can't. You can get a pathetic reaction, but it's not a true orgasm. Male or female. Yes. They've studied this, actually.
Yes.
They've measured
it. Yeah.
It's not the same. Okay.
Yeah. He says, now my relationship view is completely warped along with my sexuality. I only picture porn when I think of sex instead of God's design for it. And I'm wondering if I should stay single because of it. I know I wouldn't want to enter into a relationship until I have self-control, but my question is, should I stay single the rest of my life so I could avoid hurting someone else?
Forget the marriage thing for a minute. Has he stopped now? Is he free of it now?
I think so.
All right.
It seems that was in the past.
The first thing,
yes.
Don't worry about marriage. You need to get control of yourself. If you have lost total control of your own impulses, you will end up in a mess, and you're something a lot more to worry about than marriage is your eternal soul. So you need to take this stuff seriously, okay? Now, if you will stop and heal, then I think at some point you could get married, but you're going to have to stop and heal. So you might have to put a lot of years between you and when the last time you did this. The good news is you can stop. Anybody
can stop. Yeah, he's not very old
stop.
Either yet.
And he's still fairly young.
22.
So,
yeah, I think that he's more worried because he says, should I stay single now with my porn brain? I think that he's stopped or got better control.
I can't tell.
Over it all.
He sounds like he's still saying he has a porn brain.
Well, maybe he's just worried about his brain and the way he views it.
Here's the thing. If I break your arm and I keep breaking your arm and I keep breaking your arm, you're going to be pretty miserable. If I break your arm and we set it and we leave it alone, it will heal. And then you can operate it like a normal way. So there's hope for you. You just got to stop. Stop doing this to yourself. You're robbing yourself of a fulfilling sexual life. I will hand one thing to you. At least you have the intelligence to know that at this point you'd be a nightmare for a woman. Because you'll marry her and he'll want to keep duplicating.
Yes.
What he did in porn. And here's the other thing. Most of these guys, they don't even want to have sex with their wives.
Yeah.
Even when they get married, they still want to masturbate because they got so addicted to that. Masturbating and sex with a real woman, it's not the same. Okay? It's not the same in a million different ways. I could get graphic about it, but it's just not the same. You know, a woman's body was never designed to have the pressure of a man's hand. It's sad that you've gotten used to this. Just stop. Let yourself heal. We'll be back with more right after this.
Caution. The Mark Gunger Show contains adult content intended for an adult audience.
Sometimes it may be hard to handle.
Oh, it's my song.
Sometimes it keeps me up at night. So smooth, so rich, so steamy. It just warms me up inside. Then bite the bitter cappuccino. More kick than cafe au lait.
Olé.
I want that Java pumping through my vena cava.
Give me my low fat latte.
Michael O'Brien.
Steam milk.
He has this song about coffee in the middle of his
love song
album. I guess he loves coffee.
I guess so. It's a love. Awesome.
Check out his music, michaelo.org. Org. All right, what do you got?
Okay, email from a man. He says, I'm desperately in love with a 78-year-old lady who is more beautiful inside and out than any other lady I've ever known, even half her age. I'm divorced and 20 years younger than her.
78. And so she brought practical 50. Purposes. She's 80 years yeah. old.
And he's 50 at 60.
So he's enamored by an 80-year-old yes. woman.
Yes. Is she rich?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I feel
I
enamored
don't think I actually
by her moolah.
Question. So he's 20 years younger than her. He has an 8-year-old son and is divorced. He says they've been dating, in quotation marks, for 3 years. But she wants nothing to do with my son or marriage after her long marriage ended in divorce.
And her Are they husband, having sex?
Her husband, he said no.
All right.
He did say no. He said no and no heavy petting either. They hold hands, embrace, and kiss. Most think that she is younger than me. I'm not sure what that says about me, he says. So she's 80. Dude, do you look really bad or, you know, 80?
She looks that good.
At 80. Apparently.
Because she looks younger than a 56-year-old woman.
Apparently.
I think he's delusional.
He says, we sit every week together at church, attend things together, pray together, text, talk, breakfast, lunch, dinner, concerts, events, go every place and do all this stuff together. She's been divorced for 25 years.
Uh-huh.
He's been divorced for 4.5.
Does he have a question here?
What is his question? Your thoughts, please. He just wants to know. What does he do? He loves the slide. She just wants a companion, apparently, and he wants more.
All right. I think.
What do you think?
You need to get down on your knees, stick your head in the toilet, and give yourself a swirly. That's what I think. Good grief. This is just self-evident. You know, the Constitution, we said, we find these truths to be self-evident. That was back when people had brains.
Mm-hmm.
When the problem with our culture, you could never write a constitutional phrase today that say we Americans now consider these things self-evident because people don't consider anything evident anymore. This should be self-evident. Dude, the lady's almost 80 years old. Stop. What are you doing? Can you imagine your dad? You're 8 years old dating an 80-year-old chick. Dude, you're freaking out your kids. Stop! Good grief. Give yourself a swirly 3 times a day. That's my prescription. Swirly 3 times a day. Self-swirlification.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's not just me because the whole thing was kind of creepy to me. And I thought, oh, maybe why are you being so judging? But now you're saying it's creepy too.
Yeah. Stop. Good grief. Move on. Something so self-evident. It's just so obvious. Hey, look.
But apparently he loves
her. I have a halo.
Her.
You see this? Did you see this, Nancy? It's my bobblehead has a halo.
It's a miracle. It just appeared.
I told him it's the only halo he will ever have in life.
Truly, I'm very holy today. All right. Okay. What else you got?
Sex email. Ready? Before we were married, my wife and I, this is the husband writing, my wife and I would engage in oral sex regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, this was our way of justifying not having sex.
As if he thought that
marriage.
Was not sex.
Mm-hmm, that's
but it was sex.
Yes. All right. And he knows it. So now that we are married and able to have sex, my wife no longer wants to perform oral sex. She will occasionally because she knows I want and enjoy it, but not as much as I would like it. Anytime I bring it up, she makes me feel guilty for even wanting it, always suggesting that regular sex should be enough. My problem is not that I am not receiving the oral sex so much as I want as often as I want it, but how much wanting it affects my life, my thoughts, my feelings, etc., particularly if it's been a few days since we've had sex. Will not having oral sex for some time let it heal and eventually work, or is this something I'll have to deal with the rest of my life?
I don't know. What's the matter with you? These guys, they do these behaviors, and they get so imprinted on those behaviors. Mm-hmm. Men literally are reprogramming themselves today. They don't want to have a woman's vagina. Mm-hmm. They want to have their hand. They don't want the vagina. They want their mouths. How many more times can I say vagina on a Christian radio station? Or TV station?
Who knows if you said it at all?
Who knows? I'm going to bleep it out every time. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Good grief. And then men wonder why they're not men today. Dude. And all, rather than thinking, let me focus on the woman and enjoy the body God gave me through her, he's more focused on oral sex.
Because it's what he wants.
But dude, you're a self-centered, narcissistic pig. What about what she, what is the win? What do guys think the win is for a girl?
They don't. What, they don't think
do you
about it.
Think
they don't care.
That she can achieve an orgasm this way? Duh. Hello. Good grief. I don't care if you're a heel or not. Stop it. How about you be more focused on her than on you? You can always tell guys who are narcissists, because whenever they talk about sex, it's always about them. Why can't I get the way I want it and do this to me? How about you focus more on her? How about you be a lover to the girl instead of being a lover of yourself? Bible talks about people being more lovers of themselves than they are lovers of God. Mm-hmm. Our problem today is we got guys, not only they're not lovers of God, they're not even lovers of women. They want to be lovers of themselves.
True.
It's like they're half gay. They're half gay. Phil, it's like they're half gay. It's like, what's the difference? You don't need a vagina. They're just...
There's still a woman involved.
I don't think they care, quite frankly.
No, they're just, yeah, he's selfish. He wants
they're just
what he wants.
They just, they make love to themselves.
Yeah.
I call it gay light, these people, you know, oral sex, anything else.
It's
you know,
only about their release. They don't, they're not
interested.
That's
my whole point. That's a gay guy's, all he wants is a release from another guy. He doesn't care who gets it from.
That's pretty true.
What's this all with this guy? He thinks he's not gay because a woman does it? Good Whoops. Grief.
Generally
that, that's
speaking.
A leap.
No, no, I don't think so. I think these guys are half gay. Good grief. You want to be not gay? You want to be truly heterosexual? Enjoy the woman's body. That is heterosexual. This is when you go and you delight yourself with her. The Bible even talks. Some of you mortified. I'm quoting the Bible now. The man delights himself in the breasts of the wife of his youth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. That's Bible. That's the Bible says that. Don't yell at me.
No, it wasn't what you were saying. It was what you were doing.
Yes, well, you know, it is what it is. That's what do you think? They're praying? The laying on of hands, praise God. He's supposed to delight in her body. Get joy out of her body. But no, these guys are half gay. They don't want to be totally gay, but they don't want to be heterosexual. Mm-hmm. So they do all these other weird things. Just happens to be a woman. Could be a... anything.
Careful now.
Careful. Careful. Like I'm already not over the
not
line.
Way over the line already.
So what the?
I
can't take it anymore. Here's a man. He has a flesh and blood woman in his home. With all of the wonderful designs that God gave a woman. Is he interested in this? Oh, no. No, 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 no. He wants her to do something to his willy that does nothing for her. And he fights for this. And he argues for this. And he begs for this. And he pleads with this.
I'm not disagreeing with what
he
you're
saying. He gets a swirly, another swirly. And the go button. And the chicken. The trifecta. You are a psycho. I've had enough. Take a break. I can't take it anymore. We'll be back with more right after this.
Attend Mark's Laugh Your Way to a Better Marriage event. Visit laughyourway.com for upcoming dates and locations.
Jenny left Detroit in a blue dress Cadillac.
Okay. We're back on the Mark Unger Show.
Take it back.
My son is sitting here thinking, what family was I born into? All right, so we're having a debate. This guy's all hyped up on oral sex.
Easy, easy.
And I think these guys, they're half gay. That's what I think. They just want their bodies together. They don't care about anything. They don't need a woman's body parts. They just a mouth or anything else. Of course, these two are debating with me, saying it's not the same.
Well, I think you're making a very strong leap. We agree with the selfish.
They agree it's selfish.
We agree with he's reliving the past. We just don't agree with your leap to he's half gay.
I think he's half gay. That's what I think. I think they're all half gay, these
guys. All right. Now, here's what I want to say to you about this. Granted, right. I believe he's just being a knob shine.
All right, Diane's going
to
talk. Snap time.
A knob shine. Here's the problem that I want to say. He is. I mean, I get it.
Okay.
But to these women, these girls, these whoever, whatever age you are that is doing this, what the heck do you think you're training this guy to do? Why don't they think that through? They're giving him the oral
process.
Sex. You're dating. You're doing this.
Yeah.
You think that all of a sudden he's going to not want that from you? I think they do. I think, well,
no,
we have
think.
The real thing. He'll do it.
I know.
You are training him. You are showing him.
No question. No question. I've seen this on Dr. Phil. These people
what
come
do you
forward
think, girls?
And they complain about it. I've seen this on regular secular television. They come complaining. And the woman says, well, you used to get oral sex and we got married and I thought we'd have a normal sex life. But he still wants me to do that. That's what this guy's doing. I'm
and
telling you.
You're teaching him to be self-selfish.
She is creating a narcissistic monster when you do
he's
that.
He's not doing anything for you unless you're doing reciprocal oral sex. But if you're just doing this for the guy, you are training him to be intensely selfish and only make sex about what you do to him. So it's never going to be any different when you get married.
I'm just saying. Half gay, that's what I think.
So I would holler at these girls.
Semi-gay. Can you be semi-gay? Is there such a thing, Phil?
Homosexuality to me is one of those things you're in it or you're not in it.
I don't know. I think they're semi-gay. That's what I think.
Now you can be mostly dead.
But I don't think you can be mostly gay.
If you can be mostly dead, you can be mostly gay.
Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead.
The big difference between partly gay and all gay.
There is a difference.
All right. But I still think there's a partly. I'm telling you.
That would be bisexual, I think.
It's not bisexual. They're half gay.
What's the other half?
I don't care.
See? Not the logical debate.
No, I hope they get shocked.
Well, I'm sure that wasn't the answer he was expecting when he wrote in.
I don't care. What they want is, tell her to keep doing it to me. Ah.
Well, because you know what
people
say. We
got pastors to do this. If your wife really is submitting to Christ, she should give you oral sex, even if she doesn't want to do it. There's pastors who say this.
And if
idiots. They're idiots wrapped up in morons.
And if you're not, you need to get on your knees, repent, and ask God to forgive you.
Ask God to forgive you if you're not giving your husband oral sex. You need to go home and give him oral sex.
I'm just shocked. I can't tell you the cold blood that runs through my veins.
They're half gay. They're all half gay.
You got a lot of hand movements, I just realized.
I do. I need to be bolted down here. Talk with my hands way too much. I don't think I look quite that ridiculous.
How are you?
Look how beautiful I am. Heterosexual right here, baby. Heterosexual.
Maybe shoes and clothing, they probably say you're half gay.
Hey, now you're getting personal.
Now he's
there
half
we
gay.
Go.
That Gunger, he must be half gay.
Now you're getting personal.
Well, the shoe fits. Oh, that's right. Which shoe? Which
they all fit. That's why I bought them. They all fit. Praise God.
Oh, good Lord. Okay, ready to move on to a dating question? Or not?
I'm sure the audience does. Please quit talking about this.
Okay. She says, I work with a guy who's always complimenting me.
Uh-huh.
Always has a kind word, a good sense of humor, but he's never asked me out. He wants me to join him at the gym. I keep putting it off. He usually makes jokes around the fact that we are a couple, which we aren't. Just wondering, is he dropping hints that he's interested? If so, why doesn't he just ask me out? I thought guys are usually very straightforward when they're interested.
He's probably 3/16 gay.
That's why. See?
He could be. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants, he does what? He compliments her.
Compliments her, is nice to her. Goofs jokes around laugh, about so being a couple. This
invites
and that.
Her to go work out.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is all the way gay. I'm sorry.
There's no way this show's made it on air.
This would be
yes,
an internet
is.
Only
this show.
This
show needs to be on the air everywhere.
Internet only.
What?
I just
he says, "Let's go to work out at the YMCA." Aussie.
Okay, they're going to the Y.
They're going to the Y. See, why is that inappropriate?
You're playing that in the context of this half gay and the village
what?
People.
What? What? That's because you guys have dirty minds.
No.
I'm a man of God.
It's a well-known fact that the whole village people
man.
Gay thing. Come
bunch
on.
Bunch of perverts. I'm working with a bunch of perverts in this place.
You're the one claiming everyone's gay in the world.
And then you play the village people.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's a Seinfeld episode. It's going downhill fast. Oh, my word. Sorry, so I can't rein it in.
He wants to go to YMCA. That was the point. It was about exercising.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's take a break. We'll finish the email when we come back. We've lost control.
We've lost control. Lost control.
We have lost
control. We've lost, Phil, we've lost it.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Have a marriage dilemma? Email your questions to ask@markgunger.com, and Mark can answer them during one of our shows.
She fell on her face in her wedding gown. The lights of disgrace lying there on the ground.
We're back on the Mark Gunger Show talking about love, marriage, relationship. And arguing back and forth. Okay, so this lady has a friend who goofs around with her and laughs and wants to go exercising.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you guys are saying I was making a slam on gays. That's not just the Y is where you go to exercise.
We didn't say you were
you're
making
a bunch of perverts.
Slam. Oh, good heavens.
All right. Okay. So, anyway.
We're just connecting the dots. So, apparently, he's not like this with the other women in the office, though. So, she thinks that it's just about between the two of them.
So, her question is?
She wants to know what's going on. Why doesn't he ask me out? I thought guys are usually straightforward
they
when they're
are.
Interested.
Obviously, he doesn't want to go out with you. She's confusing.
Is he just hinting?
Him having fun with her? Then wanting to be romantically involved with her, right?
Maybe they just.
I mean, some people they're just fun. You know, they laugh and they laugh at their jokes and everything. She's assuming that's an immediate romantic connection.
And what if she made herself not so available all the time to him?
Yeah, there you go.
His tune might change.
Yeah, start to ignore him. See if he'll come chasing after you. That's a good way to see. Put it to the test.
Well, she did say that she finally agreed to go to the gym next week. So we'll see if she emails back.
So she actually went. She's to
fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to
right. So maybe when he drops a barbell on her head, that will be an indication that he really wasn't that interested in her. But if he starts spotting her on the equipment and is getting hands on, well, then
this?
Maybe, I know it takes a lot of practice.
You don't just wake up in the morning and look like this.
These guns. 22s.
BB guns. Sorry.
BB guns.
You know, no, it's like the little cap guns at the.
All right.
It's the cap.
Don't make fun of the host. He's good looking today.
He is, but I can still make fun of
him. Look at that.
Dude, I'm good looking every day, and you make fun of me. Good looks have nothing to do with the being able to make fun of someone.
See, no one suffers from self-esteem on this show.
Trust me.
This is a fact. All right.
All right. Here we have a question from the wife.
She is mourning for her cat today. Or your gerbil or something died.
You wait till you wear black next time.
What?
First off, she says, I want to say thank you. My husband and I saw you in Nashville, and your honesty has really opened our eyes. Now to my question. Despite my best efforts to sway his language pattern, my husband still cusses at me a lot.
Uh-huh.
And as a result, my three-year-old has started to do the same. He thinks my husband is Superman, and I don't want that to change. I just want him to be worthy of that and mostly be a better role model for my son. So they've been married 4 years. He hasn't always done this, she said, but after his first deployment, so apparently he's a soldier, it started. She said, we can just be talking, and he'll do it no matter what the situation.
What do you say to him?
He tells her to leave me alone and to get over it when she calls him on it. Just leave me alone. It's your problem. You get over it.
Normal I'd say, hey, you want to... What she should say is, okay, we'll have that discussion when we climb into bed tonight. It's your problem. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. Your problem. Get over it.
I mean, seriously.
Apparently, it's just his common vernacular, and it gets worse when they argue.
Ladies, they do it because you let them. That's all there is to it. I promise you, if their commanding officer was there and said, don't you do that, they wouldn't do it. It's not like these guys can't control themselves. If I was walking around the house cursing, I'm telling you, there'd be hell to pay in my house. My wife would not tolerate it. The difference is in your house. Well, she thinks, they think that because they don't like it, it's the same as not tolerating it. Well, I don't like it. That's not what I said. You tolerate it. No, but I tell them it bothers me. That's not what I said. I said you tolerate it. No, but I said I really get upset. That's not what I said. I said you tolerate it. There's a difference between whining about it and tolerating it. You tolerate it. And the truth is the proof of the pudding is because they do it around you. And there's no price to pay, and that's just the way it is. So don't write me and whine about it. They're writing me to whine about it. They're whining to him, probably whine to her mother-in-law. She probably whines to everybody. The one thing she doesn't do is bring the issue to a confrontation. Say, do not do that. Don't do that. You keep this up, you're going to come home, I'm not going to be here. I don't think you have to get that far. You just say, don't. Mm-hmm. Well, that's your problem. Listen to me. It's my problem because you're here. Stop it. Your son is cursing like this in our home because he hears it from you. You stop. I'm telling you. The women who husbands don't do it are the women, they don't allow it. Mm-hmm. The women where they do it, you women allow it. It's the only difference. They think it's the man. Yep. They think it's the man. It's not the man. It's what you allow in your home. To some degree, it's the man. But it's
not like I would just say, dude, it's going to be your problem when you try to crawl into bed tonight.
Sounds like she needs to go to some kind of school or university.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe she needs that university degree.
You know, you should just start wearing black like Diane here. Who's in mourning for her cat who passed away unexpectedly.
Poor little guy.
Poor little guy.
Didn't really have a chance, did he, Diane?
All right, I like this show. I know you guys didn't like this show. I thought it was very insightful.
He puts words in our mouths all of the time.
I gotta quit looking this good. I'm so good looking today.
He's going to want this show to go everywhere just so he can see himself in that suit.
All right. See ya!